flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com. You can also stream this show online, YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, all of the above. All right, we will head back out around the country. We're going to take different stops throughout the course of the show. There are four teams that the Chiefs could play in the second round of the postseason. You just heard us. We left Pittsburgh to take a stop there. We'll continue that as the show goes around. If you missed it, there is a survey right now that you can take. As a Chiefs fan that the team put out there, where do you want the stadium to be? Do you want the stadium to have a roof? Are you open to personal seat licenses? I would encourage every single person listening, just as a resident of the Kansas City area, to sign up for this and let them know how you feel about the future of the Kansas City Chiefs and where they can potentially play. All right, the Chiefs, they don't play until next week. So this week we get an opportunity to kind of focus in more on some of the other teams that, you know, they got to work on wildcard weekend. The Chiefs, they took care of their business. They don't have to work this weekend. Patrick Mahomes is having a baby this weekend. So we'll get back to the Chiefs coming up in a bit. But Rob, take it away here. Let's go around the NFL and let's go around wildcard weekend. Let's start our trip around Wild Card Weekend. By the way, pour some out for Super Wild Card Weekend. That was a better name for this, but that's not here nor there.
It was stupid.
It was so much better.
It was stupid is
super
what it was.
Super Wild Card Week.
Super Wild Card Weekend. It's not super anymore. Why is it not super anymore?
It's just pedestrian
now. You
know
why it's not super anymore? We saw those 7 seeds they let into the tournament, and we realized those teams, ain't nothing super about those teams. There's absolutely nothing super about the Broncos. No, not at all.
I mean, the checks are clear, and so it's been super for the owners.
Yeah, no, you ain't lying there.
Let's start with two teams that I think most of Kansas City fans will be pulling for this weekend. That's the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Denver Broncos, because both of them could potentially knock out two of the biggest threats to the Chiefs in the AFC playoff picture. Carrington, Kansas City will be cheering hard for both the Steelers and Broncos, but of those two, who is more likely to get a win on just regular wild card weekend?
I'm going to say the Steelers are probably more likely to be able to pull off the upset. The Steelers have just historically matched up really well against the Ravens, especially with Lamar Jackson. And I just don't trust rookie quarterbacks on the road in the playoffs. We got enough stats, enough data, and enough information that if your quarterback is a rookie and he's going on the road, I mean, I'm looking at it, in the last 10 years, they're 0-5 straight up and 1-4 against the spread. Now, I'm sure you'll ask me about the Commanders. They also fit this criteria with the rookie quarterback going on the road. It's just really, really difficult to do that, especially when you're going to a team that in theory is going to be well-rested like the Bills. I think people are overreacting to the Broncos, and now people think they're going to go on the road and pull off this upset. No chance for me. Buffalo, in my opinion, has been the third best team in the National Football League this season. I think they're going to take care of business at home. So by that logic, reason of deduction, I got to take the Steelers as more likely to be able to pull off the upset.
You mentioned the Commanders. Let's pivot to that game. They are one of three teams that are a straight-up three-point dog. It is Houston, Washington, and the Los Angeles Rams. Carrington, those three teams are in more winnable games, I would say. Of those three, the left hand up, who are we? We're Commanders, the Houston Texans, or the Los Angeles Rams. Who is most likely to get a win?
Can you fade the music down, please? Because you know the rule on this show. If you're going to mention the Commanders, please do it correctly.
Those haters can't stand us. Left hand up. Who are we? The Commanders.
All right. Ask your question again, please, sir.
Between the Commanders, Rams, and Texans, they're all dogs this weekend during regular wild card weekend. Who is more likely to get a win straight up? Because we know something weird is going to happen this weekend.
Well, I just told you the stat when it comes to rookie quarterbacks. I'm not picking the Commanders to beat Tampa Bay. I actually think Tampa Bay has been pretty good when Mike Evans has been healthy. I think Tampa wins their game at home, so let's eliminate the Commanders from that. The Texans, they just feel like a team that just doesn't have enough bodies right now. They have been a drastically different team since the Tank Dell injury. They also can't block and protect up front. The Texans are going up against a team with a better coach, better quarterback, and just more things. So I think the Chargers are going to win that game as well. I like the Rams here. I think it's a little bit of a coin flip game. You and I also can kind of see how this thing goes, right? With everything that's happening off the field in California, the Rams just put together an inspired effort and go out there and win. I like the Rams to possibly pull off an upset. I really do. You can just see it. The storybook. Sean McVay saying they did it for all the people back home. We get some heart-wrenching story right there on the field of how Sean McVay lost his childhood home or something. You can just see it, man. The football gods want the Rams to win this weekend.
You can't quit the Rams, can you?
No, not at all. I've never quit them.
You did for a minute this season, and then they won a big game in Seattle, and you were back, baby. You were out for a minute.
Yeah, I was out for about 2 weeks.
Can't quit them. Speaking of the Los Angeles Rams, they are the biggest story in the National Football League, but nothing to do with the actual play on the field is, as you mentioned, the horrific wildfires we're seeing all across Los Angeles that is costing people their homes and much, much more. The NFL announced they are moving the game to Glendale, Arizona, site of the Arizona Cardinals' home stadium. So Monday Night Football is now Vikings at Rams at Glendale. Is it fair or unfair to the Rams that, considering the situation, they are having their home game moved out of Los Angeles and into Arizona?
Well, they don't really have a choice. They had to end up moving the game. So I don't know if fair really plays itself into it. I was just really surprised that this game was not moved to Las Vegas as opposed to being moved to Glendale. At this point, Vegas and LA, with how close they are to each other, the ease in which it is to get there, I just thought that Vegas made a little bit more sense. The Raiders are not playing this weekend. They had a soccer game, but that game doesn't come up until the 18th. So they were going to wait until Tuesday to even start to get the field prepped and ready for the soccer game. I'm just not really sure why this game wasn't moved to Las Vegas as opposed to Los Angeles. I would guess, just if you just polled people, because I actually saw a stat earlier today that Vegas actually has the highest percent of transplants of any state in the union. Like 72% of people that currently live in Nevada don't end up living or are not actually originally from there. I would guess the number one place that people grew up that live in now in Las Vegas is actually from Los Angeles. I just don't really understand why they didn't end up moving there as opposed to moving to Glendale. I actually was reading too as well that they think it could actually end up being a Vikings home game, just because a lot of people grew up in a cold place, now want to move somewhere warm. They now live in Arizona. They actually think that it could turn into a Vikings home game, and that's what the Rams were upset about, moving there as opposed to moving to Las Vegas.
I mean, I feel bad for the Rams because there's no perfect answer, but I think Vikings fans are going to take over that stadium regardless.
Yeah.
I forget the year. Remember when Chris Jones got all angry at Chiefs fans because what fan base came into Arrowhead and had fans everywhere? It was the Vikings. So it stinks for the Rams for a lot of reasons, but I think complaining that Arizona's going to have more Vikings fans, I think Vegas would have had more Vikings fans. I think L.A. would have had more Vikings fans. Vikings fans travel.
I don't know about L.A.
It would have been close. Vikings fans travel really well. You're telling me you get a chance to leave Minnesota in January to
That's
go to
fair.
L.A.?
Come on now. I can argue that. That's fair.
All right, Carrington, our final question is on the field. The biggest story in the National Football League this weekend is actually the health of Jalen Hurts. He did practice yesterday and with a helmet on. It was all a buzz around Twitter. Look, he's practicing.
He practiced and had a helmet.
Look at that. He has a helmet on when he's practicing.
Kind of need that to play football.
I mean, he's wearing the required safety gear, but okay, whatever.
Required uniform.
Yeah, he's doing what he's supposed to do. But with his health status, do you think Philly could be in trouble? They are facing what a lot of people thought could be the best team in the NFC.
Why you say a lot of people like that when it was me? See what I mean?
Could have been anyone. There were some people in afternoons. There were some people other places probably. I don't know. But a lot of people were hot on the Packers. They're headed to Philly this weekend. Could the Eagles be in trouble?
No. I just don't trust Green Bay. You gave me opportunities to trust you. You didn't come through. You lost to Philadelphia. You lost both games to Minnesota. You lost both games to Detroit. No, I can't pick you. Not at all. Not even a little bit can I pick you. No. Not against a team that had a bye week last week, a team that is going to be healthy. No, I can't do it. These two teams played to kick off the season. The Packers couldn't stop Saquon Barkley. Now, a lot of teams couldn't stop him, but the first time these two teams played each other, Saquon had 109 yards and two touchdowns, and A.J. Brown had 119 yards and a touchdown. If you can't stop Saquon Barkley and A.J. Brown, how in the world can I pick you to beat the Philadelphia Eagles?